For each radar range bin, the dual-pole QPE algorithm determines which rain rate relationship to use based on the hydroclass value designated earlier, position relative to the melting layer, and the percentage of beam blockage that is occurring. For non-precipitation classes, such as ground clutter or biological, the radar range bins are either assigned a value of 0 or the rain rate is just not computed. For hail, snow, and ice classifications, here are the conditions that must be met for the corresponding equations to be used. For rain classifications with the specific attenuation rain rate method, or R of A enabled, here are the following conditions that must be met for various equations to be used. And lastly, if R of A is not enabled, here are the following classifications and equations that are used. This table is also available for you in the Resources tab. Now, I know at first glance this looks very complicated and confusing, kind of like a W-2 form. However, don't worry, you do not need to know every single condition that constitutes a specific rain rate relationship to be used. Further, while this does look like a lot, there are really just four different rain rate relationships used throughout. R of KDP, variations of R of Z, R of A, and R of Z ZDR. With that in mind, let's just briefly talk through the utility of each of these relationships, beginning with R of A that is used for pure rain.